Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. I've got a special opportunity today. Today, you have the opportunity of actually hearing from Russell Brunson. He's going to be interviewing two of his inner circle members, Kalen and Brandon Pullen. These guys have been crushing it on Snapchat and actually using Snapchat to fill webinars, to increase lead flow, to get Facebook likes. They have become amazing at generating massive traffic using Snapchat, and they're going to show you exactly how to do it. So without any further ado, here's Russell Brunson and Kalen and Brandon Pullen.
Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you guys to today's Hangout training session. I've got two of my favorite people in the whole world here with us today. We've got Brandon over here and Kalen over here. How you guys doing today?
What's up? Good, man. Excited to be Snapchatting today.
So I want to give you guys a backstory real quick so everyone can we Snapchat as we Snapchat, talking about Snapchat. So Brandon and Kalen joined our inner circle, and last week they were here in Boise, and the second night we had a big party with like the two different groups, everyone's hanging out. And they were like trying to pitch me on using Snapchat. And I was like, dude, you guys, this is not going to happen. Like, this is so stupid. And then she like grabbed my phone and showed me Snapchat and then showed her Snapchat and showed all the stuff they were doing to like use Snapchat to fill their funnels and make a bunch of money. And I was like, all right, I'm in. You sold me. And so now that I'm sold, I want to sell everybody else. And so you guys are here today to kind of show us behind the scenes of what's happening. So first off, we'd love if you kind of introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing in your business. It'd be really cool to kind of get a glimpse behind the scenes for everybody.
Yeah, man, we're so stoked to be here. We're just fired up to be a part of the group. And my name is Brandon.
Hi, Kalen. Hello.
And I'm getting rid of an echo. Okay, there we go. And so we're in the fitness industry, and Kalen is an IFBB pro, which is like a crazy record in fitness where you get like on stage and ripped and everything. And
but I lost 65 pounds to get there. So that's the cool part.
Wait, can they see your picture behind
me? Oh, there's my picture.
Before and after.
That's not even a good one, but yeah.
So she's incredible, and she lost all this weight. And so we just work together. I kind of run like the back end side, and mm-hmm. she's the beautiful face. And so that's what we do.
We help women lose weight and feel awesome about themselves. That's what we do.
You do that part.
Yeah.
I'm like making sure it doesn't fall apart.
Yeah.
You're doing the funnels business side. You're doing the face and the transformation side.
Yeah. So like all of the social, all of the like engagement, all of the content, like all of that, that's me. Brandon's like on the funnels, like making sure like here's connected to here. And like, you know, all this genius stuff that he does behind the scenes. And like together it becomes like a really great for us together as like a partnership, right? Because we're married, but we're also great and take on different roles. So then like, you know, we're not trying to like do each other's roles. We each like know what our role is, and it helps us work really well together.
And she's really good at Snapchat.
Yeah.
Really good at Snapchat.
So how long?
Which is like,
let's say, how long ago did you start using Snapchat?
Like probably only like seriously about like a year ago.
Yeah.
About a year ago. Yeah. Maybe like 12 months, maybe. And that was like when I was first like toe in the water, like,
is this,
do I want to use this? Do I not want to use this? Is it going to be a benefit, or is it just like one more thing to add to my plate, right? That I don't have time to do.
Right.
And then I was like, I saw the response from people. Cause I had a following on Facebook and on Instagram, and I started like transitioning people over to Snapchat, like, hey, follow me on Snapchat, blah, blah, blah. And people were loving it. Right. They were loving it because they were getting that like behind the scenes action, you know?
Yeah. I'm the official Snapchatter. Like if she's not holding, it's me. You already know.
Like, yeah. This poor guy at the gym all the time is like having to snap me at the gym, like working out all the
time. I'm like ready to snap. Yeah. they yell at me too. Cause they know, right? Like I like commentating the background. So if you have somebody doing it for you, like have them commentate. Cause it just makes it more fun. I'm like the peanut gallery.
Yeah.
Right.
That's cool. All right. So first thing I want to ask you guys, so for people like me and everyone else who's out there, who's, they've got their business, they got funnels, all things are happening. And they're like, there's another, like, why do I need to do another thing? Why should I even think about Snapchat? I'm curious, like, what do you think some of the biggest reasons are why it's worth putting in the time and effort and investment into building out a Snapchat following?
Well, I was really realizing today with the one that we did today, like Snapchatting from the ride to the gym and then at the gym, and you get like the most intimate look. So like people who follow you, you know, if you're watching this, you have a brand or you're building one and you're trying to get people to follow you, have lots of people that follow you. Mm-hmm. And like with Snapchat, because it's so kind of like impromptu and kind of random, you kind of end up with the best kind of insider look and, yeah. and glimpse into like into your life, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's like just right here and it's 10 seconds and it goes away. And so when you take a picture, like if you could see a picture of my phone, my dog's over there, they'd be like, oh, I love, like, I think all our followers like love our dog or yeah. something. But so it just gives them that glimpse. And what's cool is that you just, if you take videos with it, download every video that you take. Mm-hmm. And then what she does, is she takes all of those snaps that she does throughout like the day, downloads them, and then puts them into a reel. And now you've got this like awesome, quick, like 60-second video of a bunch of different things happening that you can just put mm-hmm. on your Instagram or your Facebook and or your YouTube channel and just like duplicate that content. And then like you can push people to your Snapchat from there because they're like, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah.
It's totally like unplanned and like people like that raw footage, right? Like that behind the scenes type stuff.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, you know, on Instagram, on Facebook, like you, like there is such a term as overposting, right? And people like when you're posting a ton on Facebook and stuff, people are like, oh my gosh, this person posts too much, unfollow, or on Instagram, like, oh my yeah. gosh, like I don't want to see all this, blah, blah, blah. But the cool thing about Snapchat is you cannot overpost, right? Because it's your personal story. And like people come there to watch exactly of only what you do, right? They're not seeing other people's stuff. It's you full screen. Like they're committed to watching you
yeah,
because it takes up your entire phone screen when you're watching through someone's story. And like if they come there to watch you and you're giving them good content, it's like a TV show, really.
And her TV show, this is insane. Like 20,000 was it 200 was the most?
Yeah.
20,000 people have a full screen, like click through and watch like 20 different videos of her every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
did I see it on your phone? Cause you showed me that. I was like, I was really excited. And then yeah. I found it on my phone. I had like 50 views at the time. I'm like, crap, I need 20,000. Okay.
So when you go on Snapchat, let's see, you're going to go to your story. It says my story and there's three little dots next to it and you can click it. And so right now you can see like all of the views over here. Hold on, I'll show you closer. Like right now, this one's still, they disappear every 24 hours. So you can see right now at the bottom, the snap that I did at 5 o'clock yesterday already has almost 18,000 views. So by 5 o'clock today, it'll probably be like 22K. Yeah, 21K or something like that. So you can see all the views. And then the little green things, like you can see, Russell, can you see it? Is it clear?
Yep.
So you can see where it says like 262 screenshots. Right? So that's 262 times that someone screenshotted what I told them to screenshot. So what if that was like your web URL to something that you were giving them, right? Like freekickstart.com, which is the front of our funnel. Like I'll tell them that all the time, like in between all this ad value, I'll be like, oh, by the way, guys, there's something free I made for you. Kickstart your mind or motivation and your metabolism. Go to freekickstart.com and I'll write on the picture, like screenshot this. And because it disappears in 10 seconds and they can't see it again, like there's this sense of urgency and scarcity about your content. So then they're like screenshotting it because they don't want to miss out on what you're giving them, right? So it's almost like you train them to think that, oh my gosh, like I gotta only get it right now, right? And so it makes it really cool.
That's cool. One of the cool things you guys said to me was like, I always talk about urgency and scarcity are the two best things to like sell anything. And you're like, this is like built in urgency and scarcity. Like everything's super short and disappears. And it's like this constant, like urgency, scarcity, messaging to your audience, which is cool.
Yeah. So like if I took like pulled up, like if I took a snap right now, right. And I like hold it down. So you hold down the button to record it. Right. And then you let go. And then it'll play the reel. So you can kind of see like what you snapped before you send it. And then basically you click this button right here and you'll save it.
And it saves to your camera roll.
So you do this little arrow right here. And it'll save to your camera roll. And then you click the arrow and then you click your story, which is what she's talking about. You can send direct snaps like a message, like right. Messenger, but the story's like your wall or your newsfeed.
That's what where everyone's right. going to see what you're doing.
And it's cool. So you just click that and then you send it and then it goes on there. And then like when someone's following you, they just pull it up, they click it, and then it just like if you were to go to Russell's story. Let's see what's on Russell's story.
Okay, so the thing with Snapchat is people don't really like search for your story much. What they're gonna do is they're gonna come to right here where all the people they follow show up. And if you're the most recent snapper, like you have the most recent snaps, you're always gonna show up at the top. So that's why it's important to like constantly be doing it, yeah, because then every time someone opens it, this feed, it's almost like you're pinned to the top because you have the most snaps, the most recent snaps, and it only is going to show like most recent to left to like least, like the longest time ago. Okay, so you don't want to be down here. Like, you want to be like, because it'll tell you like as you scroll, it'll be like 48 minutes ago, an hour ago, 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, right? So you want to stay up here in people's like 20 seconds ago. You know, you want to be like on top of them.
Every 20 seconds, no.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I just, you know what I'm saying.
That's cool. So when you're typically doing, because I've been thinking through this strategy a lot as I've been starting to do this. And for me, like strategy is kind of like, every day there's a journey, right? I'm trying to get something done. My audience usually sees the fruit of that, but they don't get to see behind the scenes of it. So it's me kind of taking them on a journey. Is that similar? How do you guys kind of think through the process of what you're snapping and why you're snapping it?
Yeah. So for me, like we're in weight loss, right? And people see like me being fit, but they don't see like how much I bust my butt every day to like look yeah, this way, right? So the cool thing with Snapchat is that I can document that whole day, right? Like I can document like, oh, up at like 6 a.m. doing cardio, like on my way to the gym, and then like my workout. And then I'm like giving them some like type of bit of motivation or whatever, whether it's like, get your butt up and go to the gym. I do that one a lot. I'm like, it's Saturday. This doesn't mean not going to the gym. This means get your butt in the gym. Like, you know, and as I go through the day, like every meal, because that's what's important to my following, right? I'm in weight loss. So they want to know what I'm eating, what I'm doing, how I'm working out, blah, blah, blah. And so then when I'm like snapping them at like 1 o'clock in the morning, like I'm just getting done with my late night cardio because I've been working all day and I didn't have time to get it in earlier. So now I'm doing it at 1 a.m. No excuses, right? Like that's what they want to see from you. And they want to see like exactly what you're doing because they want to do what you do. And so if you can just give them like little tidbits of like add value. And you know, here's why I do this. And here's the behind the scenes look at this. And hey, I'm about to do an interview. And oh, this is my dog. And you know,
oh, we froze for a second.
Can you hear us, Russell?
Yeah, we're back now. Sorry, I froze for a second. We're back.
Okay. Well, I don't know what you stopped at, but basically I was just saying that if you're in that recent list of snappers, like, and they click on you, they're like committed. So they just keep tapping and they go through your entire story. So like if you join Snapchat right now and you open up Kaylin's story, it would start you at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then you just tap your screen and you could watch through the entire 25 pieces mm-hmm. of content without leaving. So just, I think the value of the attention is really high versus like just seeing someone in your newsfeed or whatever.
Right.
And then like what she was saying, like she does cardio late at night because mm-hmm. they want to see that and be in that mode. Like when you're building funnels, you're like, yeah, look at this one. Like I just finished it. It's like 1 a.m. and then you like slide and you put the filter of like the time, you know, you can like add fun stuff like the, you know, it's so hot outside.
I'm
like,
degrees here.
Yeah, it's like 91. It's so hot. But so there's fun things that you can do to just like really maximize it, make it fun for people.
That's awesome. Very cool. So one thing like for me was really helpful is because I wasn't into Snapchat at all, so I jumped in and started following you and started watching your stuff. If people want to see something successfully doing, it's like what's the best way they can go and they can follow you and just kind of see the process over and over and over again?
So what's really cool is we just found out, you're loving it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so it's tool_time is my username. If you guys know how to search on Facebook, you can search on Snapchat. You just go right here. You guys can take a screenshot of this. Screenshot it right now. Screenshot it. 3, 2, 1. It's going to be gone forever. One more second. Okay, you better screenshot it. Just kidding. Russell screenshot it. Did you see him? I got him. I closed him. Just kidding. But
so that's how it is, though. Every time you send something, like,
right? It's like, you better do it right now.
Yeah, it's gone forever.
So you can also click add friends and you can go to add by username right up here. And then you can just like type in my username, which is tool_time. But the cool thing about Snapchat, too, is, you know, you can't, there's no like browsing on Snapchat. Like there's on Facebook and Instagram, like you can browse by like fitness profiles and you can type in a word and it's going to give you profiles that, you know, come up as that. Or on Instagram, you can search as like hashtags, like fitness or weight loss or whatever, and find pages that are in those categories. Snapchat, you cannot. So you have to move people over from other social media. And so one of the biggest things that we're doing is on Facebook, we put my snap code. So the thing that you guys just saw, the big yellow icon, is my profile picture on my Facebook page. So as we run ads on my page, people are dying to find cool people on Snapchat because you can't just browse and find people, right?
And it's, I think that's really important playing into like why you should even care about it in general is because right now they just like pass like 100 million users and they're like hitting that kind of tipping point. And so it's really, and I just looked, and I think it was like 25% of Snapchat users are like over the age of 25. So it's starting to move from like the youth to like the buyers, right? Like if you have a business and your customers are anywhere between the ages of 18 and 40, like they're on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like they're on there and just playing into the momentum. Like right now, you know, early, cause do you remember like when Facebook like came out, like the people who moved really fast, like they have like 10 million likes on their pages and you're like, how did you do that? Like now it's like so hard to get likes on your pages and to build it. And right now there's like a land grab, right? Like you can go out and just like if you use the social platforms you have now to drive people to Snapchat. So by the time there's 400 million users, you've already got this huge base and you've got their attention first before somebody else in your industry does, right?
Right. And the other way that people can find you too, which is something that we're like implementing right now, is you actually have a URL now to your Snapchat that you can post on Instagram, like in your bio, or you can post on Facebook.
So a direct link.
Yeah, a direct link.
So you can email it, you can put it in your bio, and it's snapchat.com/ad/whatever your username is.
So for me, it'd be snapchat.com/ad/tool_time, right? And when they click that,
you can find your tool. It's T-U-E-L-L, not tool.
T-U-E-L-L underscore T-I-M-E. Yeah.
Tool was my maiden name, Tool Time.
Yeah. Yeah. And then her Kickstart for like the fitness. There's probably some people on here probably like.
One of those late?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, just wait out there.
FreeKickstart.com,
Free Kickstart, man. That's awesome.
So. No, but okay. So the biggest thing I want to tell you guys of why you need to be on Snapchat, okay? Because I know Russell's going to ask me this question, but I just want to tell you, okay? So the biggest thing with Snapchat, let me give you an example. People, when you post on Instagram and Facebook, there's like this whole like process behind it of like, oh, I'm going to pick this picture and I'm going to write this caption, right? And Snapchat is so like impromptu that that's why people love it, because they're getting a behind the scenes look of what I'm doing, right? It's not just like the perfect picture of me like lifting at the gym, right? With a caption, you know, they're getting to see like me actually lifting, like they're there beside me. And so you're talking to your people like one-on-one, like, hey, I know that you're sitting there thinking you want to eat ice cream, but listen to me. No, you don't, right? Like you're stronger than that. And you can speak directly to them. Okay. And then the other cool, like the really cool part is when they get the behind the scenes stuff, they trust you more, right? Because it's almost like you've become best friends with them because you've let them into your personal life.
Yeah.
So last night, for example, and you guys, yes, exactly.
Oh,
last
no.
night, for it's example, like,
last night.
This is what I did. I you know, have like a fake tan and stuff, like a spray tan. And people are always asking me like, why are you so tan? How did you get so tan? You should stay out of the sun, blah, blah, blah. Like, what's your secret to your tan? And so I decided to get on Snapchat. I decided to get on Snapchat and tell them the truth. So I got on Snapchat. I was like, listen, guys, I'm just going to be honest with you. Everybody keeps asking me why I'm so tan. Well, let me show you. This is the fake tan I use. This is how I do it. And you know that I love you if I'm sitting here on my Snapchat in my towel, drying my spray tan and telling you guys what I use because I know you want to know. And they just freaked out. They loved it. There's like 400 screenshots of me like holding the spray tan, right?
They're all going to go buy it.
And I don't have like a kickback or anything from it, but they just appreciate the honesty and they appreciate me letting them into my life and being like, hey, I'm sitting here drying for my spray tan, but let me tell you what I use because you guys want to know, right? So it's just cool. Like the intimacy level that you can have with your following and the trust that you can build with them and the relationship that you can build with them is bar none to any other social platform. Because when you're showing them like, hey guys, I'm at dinner with my husband. This is what I'm having, blah, 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 blah. They're like, whoa, like I feel like I'm best friends with this girl. And so then, you know, you do all this add value, like here's everything I'm doing. Here's all this stuff for free. And then I get on there and say, guys, I'm doing a webinar tonight. It's called, you know, everything you've been told about weight loss is a big fat lie. You got to be on. We're going to have a ton of fun. You guys are going to love it. Here's the link. Screenshot this video right now.
We've gotten like thousands of webinar registrations from Snapchat for sure.
Yeah.
Because those people are like the most hardcore because they're watching all of that stuff over and over again every single day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like the ROI is huge. And like we polled, I mean, what's the, I think 185,000 Facebook fans or whatever on her page. And we promoted to all of them what their favorite pieces of content were that, that she makes. Cause we do YouTube show, we do Snapchat, we do Instagram, like we do Facebook all the time. We do Facebook Live. And like, I think it was, I want to say like 40, 50% of people said they liked Snapchat the most.
Out of everything.
Out of every piece of content.
Like a fully produced YouTube show of me doing nothing but answering their questions, and their favorite thing for me is my Snapchat. I'm like, okay, well, that's way cheaper.
Forget the show.
That's cool. So I'm curious, because I know, you know, in our community, we always talk about like building an attractive character and like opening yourself to the audience and building, which this is all part of that, right? And so I'm curious with you guys, like obviously this is happening and it's working at a huge scale. I was just thinking, you know, you're getting 20,000 views per video. Like, can you imagine the local TV stations around here? They would die to get 20,000 views per thing they put out. But for you guys, how often, how often are you promoting something? Is every day there's something you're pushing towards, or is it you're going for a while and then you're pushing, or like, how does that work?
Probably what? 3 to 1, 4 to 1.
Yeah, it's like 4 to 1 for me, 5 to 1.
Yeah, 4 things of value and then 1 kind of call to action, something like that.
Really, for me, I think it's like a couple of days, because we have 2 main goals, right? Because we have front end. So we have our free Kickstarter, freekickstarter.com, and then we have our webinar, right, which is on Thursdays. So my typical plan, like what I do is on like Sundays and stuff, I'll talk to them about like the free Kickstart and like, you got to go do it, blah, blah, blah. And then on like Wednesday and Thursday, I'll like hit them hard with the webinar registration, because like the people on Snapchat, they're so used, like they're clicking through you like really like fast, right? Your 10 second videos. So they're people that like want it now, want to consume it now. So instead of like trying to do it days out, I try to do it like 20 minutes before, an hour before, and tell them in an hour, I'm going live on my webinar. You can still register right here, get your ticket, right? And so those are the 2 main things that I push right now, because that's really the only things that we have, unless we're launching a new product. Mm-hmm. So for me, I like to go like 1-2 days, like would just add value. There's nothing, like I'm not selling anything to them, right? Because what I found was, and I was just talking to him about this in the car, because he was like, oh, you should have like posted the link to Amazon to buy the tanning stuff, right? Because like 300 people just screenshot, or, no, sorry, 600, I think. 600 people just screenshotted it. And I was like, yeah, but, oh no, 700, 698 people screenshotted it. And he was like, man, like we gotta get kickback, you know, and all this stuff. And I was like thinking about it for a second. I was like, yeah, you're right. And then I was like, no, because when there's something that I actually like really want them to go do, they do it because I've added so much value up front that it's like, I have to have whatever she has, because she's told me all this other stuff for free. I've seen every meal she eats. I've seen every workout she does. I've seen her behind the scenes, like getting her spray tan on, and her sharing like every little product she uses and every supplement she uses. And so then you launch something to them and you say, guys, this is what I need you to do for me right now. And they're like 100% in. Like they're like, there's like on, I think the last webinar that I was like, you have to screenshot this right now, or like, we're not friends anymore is what I told them. And I got like 2,000 screenshots on it, 2,000, right? Because I don't like do it every day. So then there's so much more like shebang when there is something for them to go get that they like, you know.
I'm Snapchatting you, just killing it. Just the picture. Look at it. You're killing it.
Oh, my hands. I got like.
That's cool. I love this. This is so cool. Cause like, you know, I feel like with me, like I was slow to Facebook, and then Twitter came. I was slow to Twitter. Like I've been slow on a lot of these things, and I'm excited just because, I feel like this one is going to have a lot. I mean, I heard Gary Vaynerchuk talk about it earlier this year, and was like, this is the future of the future. I'm like, eh, and I kind of blew it off. And, I think it's because it's a little bit harder is why I kind of blew it off. But because it's a little bit harder is why it's so much better, because the barrier to entry is going to be harder. And that just makes it so there's more, it's easier to get attention because there's less people doing it. And so I think that anyone who puts in the effort and the energy right now is going to be huge.
Right.
One other thing, I know you told me about this, and I know we're getting close on time, but I'd love for you to kind of talk about this strategy too, because you were telling me when you're doing your treadmill every day, like your personal, people are personally messaging you and back and forth. I'd love to kind of hear what and why and how you do that.
Yeah. Okay. So on your story and, you know, on your profile, when people are following you, they can like DM you, which means direct message. in social terms. And so like all these people would DM me all these questions and stuff. And I've created this culture on my story, like Snapchat me your questions. I'd love to answer your guys' questions personally. Like just Snapchat them to me. I try to get to as many as I can a day. And I set that expectation. So they know that like she can only get to so many a day. Right. And I set the expectation. They send all these questions to me. And I'm like, Snapchat me when you guys are working out. I'd love to see you guys kicking butt in the gym. And so they feel like they have a connection with me, right? Like they're going to send me their stuff and I'm going to see it. And, you know, I try to get to like 20 to anywhere from 20 to like 40 a day. But what I do is I'll open them and like literally I do the thumbs up picture. Okay. Like I literally do this like 100 times in a row. And so people will be like, oh my gosh, like I've been following you. I've lost 5 pounds. And I'm like, yeah.
And they'll remember that forever. Like, they'll remember that forever.
They all screenshot it. It takes you, what, like half a second to go, you know?
If Russell Brunson snapped me back, I'd be like, dang, Russell Brunson snapped me back.
Right, right. And I just randomly pick a bunch of them, and I'll say, like, great job, girl, whatever, and I'll send it. And it takes me, like, I do it while I do cardio, and literally probably the people in the gym think I'm crazy. So I'm always like...
That girl's always doing the thumbs up sign while she's
yeah, but it's so cool because it builds such a great like intimate relationship with your following. You know, when you like send them, think about who your mentor is and like imagine that person just telling you good job for something. You know, it makes your following become so sticky. And even if you get to like 20 or 50 a day, like the impact that that makes in the culture of your following, like it really does become a culture, right? Because they're like, she actually cares that I'm getting results. She actually cares about me and responding to me. And so it just makes it really cool. And it's just like unbelievable. You just like think about, here's my mentality when I get on Snapchat every day is like, I think about the people that I look up to. And I think about the things that I wish I could see them doing in their life. And then I try to do that. And then I'm like, oh, like I would want to see this. I would want to see them like giving a tour of their house or like showing their view or like hanging out with friends. And I would want to see like what their life really looked like and that they're just a real person, just like me. And because I allow myself to be vulnerable and be goofy and be nerdy and just like, you know, be myself on Snapchat, people are like, oh, she's just a real girl. Like she's not someone trying to sell me a bunch of stuff. Like she's a real girl and I can act.
I hope we can get Brandon and Kaylin back. For some reason, Google Hangouts froze up on us.
Oh, there we are.
You guys are back.
We're back.
Google Hangouts is failing us today.
I know. What the heck?
She just dropped so much value bombs, it just blew up Google Hangouts.
Sorry.
It's like, we can't handle this from Google. We're done.
Not handle it.
I did that on my webinar one time. It just got so crazy that it just pooped out.
So like, just to, like, recap, like, best ways to add people. To get them to add you on your Snapchat is change your profile picture to your snap code.
Yep.
So you just go into your Snapchat like you're going to take a picture and then just pull down the top and it's going to show. Yeah, she can show you. So that's a good way. So your like Instagram profile, your Facebook profile, or whatever social that you use. Because there's still a picture of you in the middle and they can literally screenshot that and use it to add.
So this right here. Yeah. So what you're going to do is you're just going to open your Snapchat. It'll look like this. Like there's Russell staring at my phone. And so then you're just going to click these three dots down here. Oh, sorry. Wrong way. You're going to click your, sorry. I know it's like hard to do it backwards. You're going to click this ghost up here. I forgot what I was showing.
And then just.
And then there's your snap code, right? And then you just take a screenshot of it. And then you just crop it up to where it's only the yellow.
Yeah. And then another really good way that we just figured this out, because we actually haven't even sent this out yet, which is I'm so excited
I'm
for.
I'm like super scared
but,
it's going to happen.
Yeah, I am too. Like you can send an email out to your whole list or post it on your Facebook or your Instagram and just do snapchat.com/add/whatever your username is. And it'll literally, they'll click that hyperlink and it'll pull their Snapchat app open. Pull yours open. All it has to do is tap add.
And it says add friend, like, and your snap code comes up. They can see your face. It's very important to put your picture so they know that they're adding the right
person. I have literally never seen anybody post that.
No, but like, I'm about to, and it's going to blow
like
up.
Like, we just figured that out. Like, apparently, it's been out for a while, but I've never seen anybody, so I'm excited. So that's probably the best way for you internet marketers out there that have big email lists to get people to follow you.
Mm-hmm. And just tell them what you're going to show them. So for me, when I try to pull people over from Instagram and Facebook, I say, here's why you want to follow me on Snapchat. There's content there that you don't get to see anywhere else. You get an inside look to my life. You get to actually see every single meal that I eat. You get to see all of my workouts. And plus, like, I get crazy on there and you don't want to miss that. Like, that's what I tell them. And then they're like, oh, that sounds cool, right? Yeah. And so then they'll go add me.
Then there's this like annoying guy in the background, peanut gallery, like
yeah. My official cameraman.
Yeah.
They're like, Brandon, stop shaking it.
That's awesome. Cool. So one last question and then we will let you guys be for the day. So I want people following you guys so they see what's happening. Who are like two or three other people that are just amazing at this process? It'd be worth people going, subscribing just to see. Because I think, at least for me, when I started seeing it, a couple people, then like I got hooked to it. So who else would be really cool people to watch behind the scenes how they're doing it?
I think Gary V is really amazing. So on Snapchat, he's just Gary V-E-E on Snapchat. I'm going to try to see like the people that I follow. I mostly follow like other fitness people and stuff just to like learn and everything. So
follow Russell Brunson on Snapchat.
Yeah, make sure to follow Russell Brunson.
He's going
to
be crushing it.
That's where all the nuggets are.
What's your handle, Russell?
Russell Brunson. Really creative.
I love it.
It's so smart because people know how to spell your name. Like they already follow you everywhere else. So just
like is there two S's or two L's? I'm like, no, I'm just kidding.
I know this morning I Snapchatted talking about this interview on my bike as I rode my bike to the office. And I was like so out of breath. But so I'm trying to learn and trying to make it exciting and fun and do some crazy stuff on my side too.
Oh, sweet. He rode his bike. That's awesome. Beast. Beast mode. Yeah, so Gary V, Russell, Kaylin, I would definitely follow her.
That's all you need. Like, other than that, it's time to start Snapchatting. You guys got to get at it.
That's what I'm trying to say is, like, there's not a lot of people like Gary V, who, like, everyone knows who Gary V is. He's getting, like, 30,000, like, views on his, Snap stories, and we're getting, like, 20,000. Like, there's not a lot of people that are, like, trying to, like, take over this social network.
Oh, you know who's probably number one is DJ Khalid.
Yeah, Khalid.
I don't know how to say his name. He's like, he's kind of really taking it like super mainstream. He's a rapper, celebrity dude. And he's like all on the Snapchat world. So I would follow him as well. Cause I know that he's like, what is he doing? I
think he does something crazy. Oh my gosh. Like he's so funny.
A couple hundred thousand views a snap or something.
So that's it's Khalid Snapchat. Khaled Snapchat is what his is.
Yeah. So there's a couple of really solid ones.
That's awesome.
But he's like so funny on there. You guys will love it.
Well, thanks, guys. Well, I'm so grateful you guys took the time today. I know you guys are about heading out on a trip. I appreciate you jumping on for 30 minutes and walking everybody through the same thing you walked me through and got me excited. Hopefully got them excited as well. For anyone who just wants to get started with your stuff, Kaylin, anyway, and wants to get into to the weight loss, where's the best place to get into the front of your funnel so they can start seeing all the stuff you guys are doing?
FreeKickstart.com. Easy peasy. That's like the best URL ever.
It's motivation, your mind, and your metabolism.
So Kickstart, your mind, your motivation, and your metabolism.
Super
and
cool.
And it's awesome.
Well, thanks, you guys. You're amazing. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. I appreciate it. And
loving it.
Talk to you guys soon. Thanks.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys loved the interview with Kaylin and Brandon Poulin from Russell Brunson, all about Snapchat, using that to maximize your opportunity to create massive traffic to your funnels. Again, a special opportunity here. If you want, go to funnelhackerradio.com/Snapchat, and that way you'll be able to get all the bonuses and everything they talked about. Again, that's funnelhackerradio.com/Snapchat. Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.